This is not an excuse for us to stop fighting, ever. Your dream is still yours. It is still within a reach. And how dare you even think about not fighting for it? Listen, go around your house. You have to sacrifice a little. Here's what I want you to do. I challenge you to find enough stuff to sell so you can get yourself 3 months of runway. If it costs you $2,000 a month to survive, and I'm talking bare minimum survival right now.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, the fighting entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, coming to you with heart. I know, lots going on here in the world. And so today's title of the episode is I'm Scared of Losing My Job. And I want to give you 3 tips that can help you survive and protect your income. First of all, I want to say something very, very clear. I'm not taking any political sides on what's going on. And I actually think it's a shame, embarrassing for anyone who takes this moment of our environment in the world to make it political. And so my message to all of our leaders, and if you can't see me, I've got little air quotes going on, leaders in politics. This is like a moment of Freedom Friday, guys. I wish this was like the one time of Freedom Friday was still going on. Oh boy, we'd have fun. So I got to let it out, right? I got to channel my feelings. My message to our political quote-unquote leaders is shame on you, you idiots. Get your stuff together and actually stand up for a minute and care about us and stop caring about those who fund your stupid campaigns, which will be completely useless if we don't pull our act together, and actually worry about the rest of us. So I'm making this episode for the rest of us because you know what? These are the latest numbers that are in. This is serious stuff. And so 3.28 million people, almost 3.3 million people last week applied. New people applied for unemployment. It's a radical leap from where we were. Okay, now, it's a short-term thing. Look, I'm a big believer of the fact that we're going to bounce back. The whole world is going through this. Guys, if it was just one country, if we were the only country going through this and the rest of the world was just fine and dandy, I'd be super scared, okay? But I'm not, because we are all in this together and we'll all come out of it together, okay? But the other part that does concern me, and so I want to get the bad stuff out of the way just so you understand how important it is that you take this seriously. They're estimating right now, in worst case scenario, 25 to 30% of unemployment that we could hit. I don't even know where to be. Like, what? But it makes sense. You know what? At our house, no one's allowed in or out. So all the people that help us in our house, gone. Do you know there's so many things I wanted to purchase that or on my plan to purchase that would require someone coming over to the house and like installing it, whatever? Not doing it. Plus, they're not selling it right now. All right. Uber, Lyft, restaurants, waiters, servers, hosts, chefs. Okay, that trickles down. What about stores? All the people that work at Best Buy, they probably don't need as many people working right now. What about all the other non-essential stores that have been shut down by pretty much all governments of all states for the most part? Although someone told me in Arizona you can still go hang out at restaurants, which is kind of crazy to me. But let's just keep trickling down, right? I get it. Once I start thinking about how one thing impacts, you know, construction, when construction stops, look at how many jobs that impacts. What about the people that are selling the supplies and the materials and renting the equipment to the people who need to do construction? It's just massive. Like, schools are all closed. Well, what about the people and companies that service those schools, that sell supplies to those schools, that clean those schools, that, you know, brings kids? What about the bus drivers? I mean, I start to go down this alley and I'm like, whoa, like, wow. Okay. So, all right. Take a deep breath, right? Listen, we're going to be all right, but there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be hurting for income. Now, especially in the States, I have to tell you, most people here don't have any savings. And I hope after this, the culture of that will change. When I became a financial planner, this is like so many years ago now, we're talking 2004, right? The first rule that was set by the person who trained me to do financial planning for my clients was every client must have a minimum 3 months of emergency fund, meaning you take your, whatever your income is, combined family income, we're assuming that that's enough to manage your week over week, month over month, because you're alive. So if that's $5,000 a month, you take $5,000 times 3, you need to have at least $15,000 in the bank account so you could survive 3 months with no income. And I used to be appalled by how many clients I'd go to. They barely had $1,500. Some had thousands, some had $500. I was like, whoa. And I made it a rule for my clients, because I'm very conservative, to have minimum 6 months. right? So how does that, none of that helps you here. I just want you to kind of know for future reference, but so many people don't. I wanted to give you a video here, three tips to help you get some income going again, if and in case you're at risk of losing your job or losing your income. Number one tip, you ready? Skill. I'll say it again, skill. You need a skill, something. Doesn't have to be anything intense. I don't need you to be a doctor, a surgeon, a lawyer, an engineer. Look, if you're an organized person, if you enjoy customer support, if you like organizing email, if you're just an organized person, you can sell your services right now on freelance websites as a administrative assistant, as a data entry person, as a social media expert. Maybe you can learn social media. You don't have to learn everything in social media. You learn how to do just LinkedIn. You learn how to do just Facebook. You learn how to do just Instagram. You learn how to do TikTok. Oh God, everyone wants to do TikTok right now. Learn TikTok, right? We have an interview coming out on this podcast soon with Rachel Peterson, who's just killing it on TikTok. Social media, copywriting. We just launched Conversion Academy. What's it going to be? Right? Go to learnlurn.com/conversion and you can join for $97. In 21 days, I can teach you a skill that will allow you to be a better copywriter than 80% of the world. That's a skill. Go out there. The world is still looking for people. Sites like guru.com, upwork.com, freelancer.com, they're blowing up because what's happening, unfortunately, is businesses are having to let go of their employees, but they still need help. They're turning to freelancing. They're turning to the international job market because they can hire people internationally far cheaper than in the US. I'm not supporting any of that. I'm just saying it's what's happening. If you live in the US, drop your prices. Listen, this isn't the time for you to make your top dollars. This is the time for you to make something. Skill. I don't want 15 skills. I want you to figure out what's the one skill. I want you to spend a week, really max, getting good at it. And then I want you to list yourself on a freelance website and start taking all the work in the world that you can get. Get those reviews up, get the client going, get the base going, because based on what we do in number two and number three, I'm going to buy you some time, all right? Always takes time to get income going. It takes time. You can't do it overnight. I'm going to buy you some time. The tip number two is not going to be comfortable, but it's what you need to do, all right? Skill. First of all, determine what skill is it. You got a multitude of skills out there. I'll go through right now. Okay, Facebook ads, Facebook social media, Instagram social media, LinkedIn social media. You've got copywriting, of course. I think it's the best skill. Video editing, writing, content creation, research, administrative assistant work. If you are an engineer or if you do have a specific skill set from your profession, you can take that on the internet. Go to guru.com. Look, man, I've hired people that are engineers, but I've hired doctors on there before. If you can do interviewing for people, if you're a developer, if you can learn developing code, come on, figure out a skill. I'm not even going to ask you right now for it to be a high income skill. I just want it to be a skill. Pick one, give yourself a week, binge learn it. On this podcast, I have an episode called Binge Learning. Go look it up, anikpodcast.com, anikpodcast.com, binge learning. I give you a week, freaking get good at it. List yourself on one of these sites and take all the work you get, okay? Number two, I need to buy you 90 days. You need to find 90 days. You're not going to like this one. Are you ready? Now, this is for those of you who are really worried, who have no income, who are got nothing going on. I need you to sell. I need you to look at stuff you don't need around your house anymore. You know what? I looked around my house today earlier. It's so funny. I got video game systems I haven't touched in years. I've got TVs that I don't use at all in rooms that just look good. I've got DVD. I've got Blu-ray players. I've never even touched it for so long. And I looked online. I could sell a Blu-ray player, the one I've got, for like $35. I don't need to. I'm not going to do it right now, but I got stuff. I got stuff in my garage. I got stuff in my bedroom. There's drawers next to my bed that I've tucked things into. I have headphones. I had headphones in there that I actually looked up for fun because I just wanted to see. It was $60. Like, listen, go around your house. You have to sacrifice a little. Here's what I want you to do. I challenge you to find enough stuff to sell so you can get yourself 3 months of runway. If it costs you $2,000 a month to survive, and I'm talking bare minimum survival right now, the only tip I'm not giving you here is cut expenses and cut costs. That's an obvious one. I don't want to go over it, right? If it costs you $2,000 a month right now to buy food, right? Listen, there's even help coming from the government when it comes to like rent and stuff. Like, I'm just going to say bare minimum survival. You need $6,000 then. If it takes you $2,000 a month to survive, I need you to find a way to sell your way to $6,000 worth of stuff. You need a little bit of time because if you're going to list your services or have an income skill that goes online, it's going to take you a few weeks to get that riled up, okay? So find enough stuff to sell to buy yourself at least that much time. Number three, passive income initiation. Listen, we teach Kindle at this company. We teach email marketing at this company. We've got all kinds of programs. Right now, the ones I'd want you to focus on the most are probably building an email list or getting your Kindle business up or your high ticket closing business. But I'm not sure the high ticket closing one's the right time because you'd have to be in the right market. But email marketing works, but it doesn't just come overnight. You're going to need at least 30 to 45 days to get that business generating some passive income. And if you don't have any money to invest in advertising, which is fine, you're going to have to spend a lot of time doing natural organic advertising to get that business up and running. So you need time. Again, what I want you to do is between these two things where you can be building your audience, building your email marketing income up while you're getting yourself listed with your skill set, right? So that it's going to take that a few weeks. Your skill set might take you 2-3 weeks before you start generating income. The email business or Kindle business might take you 30 to 45 days before you start generating income. In the meantime, you've sold some stuff around the house to buy yourself some time. This is my emergency escape plan for you. If you want to get some income coming in, if you're worried about losing your job, come on, Learn Nation. We got a lot of amazing resources for you. You know what? Some of our courses inside of Learn Nation, such as, are you ready? 7 Traffic Geniuses, or it's called Traffic Geniuses, but we give you 7. I made it free. Oh yeah, that's right. There's a bunch of courses right now at Learn that I've made absolutely free that you can enroll into. Why? Because I want you to learn these skills. I want to help you master a skill. Go to learn.com, L-U-R-N.com. Log in. And if you don't have a membership, it's free to join. Go join. There's tons of things in there that you can become really good at, skills you can master. Do it right now. Go in there right this minute, LURN.com. All right, praying for you guys. Stay safe, stay inside, stay away from people, social distance the crap out of this. Please take this seriously. At the time that I'm filming this, we're about to cross 100,000 just in the US alone. We're well past 500,000 worldwide. This thing ain't going away. This is going to get harder before it gets better. Let's stick together, stick to the plan. You're going to be just fine. All right? This is Onyx Awe reminding you when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Come on, fighting entrepreneurs. This is not an excuse for us to stop fighting, ever. Your dream is still yours. It is still within a reach. And how dare you even think about not fighting for it? I'm fighting harder than I ever have before. Today, I fight 3 times harder than I did the day before, or that I did a month ago, or that I did a year ago. I want you to do the same. Go out there. Keep fighting for your dreams. Until next time, fighting entrepreneurs. See ya.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.